This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "You love me. You will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and the Father will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees the Spirit nor knows the Spirit. You know the Spirit, because the Spirit abides with you, and the Spirit will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As you are seated, I ask that you pass around a sheet of paper and hunt on the little shelf beneath your seat to find a writing utensil. All right. Pass them around, Sonny. Pass them around. Bring in some over here. All right, everybody needs a sheet of paper and a writing utensil. Oh, I didn't give you one, Dennis. Nope. I forgot Dennis. All right. I'll wait for that to come around. Thanks, Dave. If you need a writing utensil, flag Dave down. He's got pens. Thank you. Linda, here you go. Okay. For you, Dennis. Okay. Oh, Norman needs one too. If anybody's got an extra and can run it up to Norman. So clearly, today I am doing something a little bit different with you all. All right. All right, everybody. Still working on getting one. Okay, Tina and AJ need them, and then Yvonne gave hers to Norman, so if somebody can give one to Yvonne, there we go. Awesome. So, what you have received are copies of portions of the farewell discourse of John's Gospel. Now, the farewell discourse is when Jesus says goodbye to his closest friends before he dies. Jesus knows exactly what is coming. He knows that he is being betrayed on that very night. He knows that he will be tried. He will be found guilty. He will be denied. He'll be abandoned by all of his followers except for those brave women. And he will be publicly executed in the most excruciating way possible. Jesus knows that he is about to die. He knows exactly what is coming. And in this moment, on this night, he chooses how to say goodbye to his closest friends. The farewell discourse of John's gospel is an incredibly powerful conversation of love between Jesus and his disciples. And the lesson that we read today for our gospel is taken out of this discourse. But I'm afraid that when we pluck it out of its context within the greater discourse, it really loses its power. So I want to read a good portion of the discourse with you today. I will not read the whole thing because we would be here for a long time if we read all of it. But I do think hearing a good portion of it in one listening is a very powerful statement of Jesus' love. So as I read, I invite you to mark on your copies all of the signs or the words that you notice that convey the love of Jesus. Again, mark on your copy as I read every single sign or word that you notice in there that you think is Jesus telling you he loves you. So, hear these words from Scripture of the love of Jesus the Christ. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already decided that Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, would betray Jesus. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from supper, took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. After Jesus had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, Before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know the Father and have seen the Father. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and the Father will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees the Spirit nor knows the Spirit. You know the Spirit, because the Spirit abides with you, and the Spirit will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. My siblings, if you take nothing else away from today, if you take nothing else away from the church, take this. Jesus loves you. Jesus really, really loves you. As he prepares for his death, for betrayal, for denial, for abandonment, for an excruciating public execution, as he prepares for all of that, what he is thinking about is making sure that his friends, his followers, his people know that he loves them. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. My peace I leave with you. The Father loves you. I love you. The Spirit loves you. I will not abandon you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am the way and the truth and the life. You know the Father, and with the Father, you are with the Father, and the Father is with you. I go to prepare a place for you, and you will be with me. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Listen to the words of Jesus. Notice on your page what you marked on there, signs and words of love. Everything that Jesus says in this last farewell, these words, they are so full of love. And don't just listen to the words, but look at his actions. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It is this humble act of love. He even washes Judas's feet and Peter's feet. Jesus doesn't just tell of love, he shows love. When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, he loved his own who were in the world, and he loved them to the end. So, my siblings, if you take nothing else away from today, if you take nothing else away from the church, period, if you take nothing else away from Scripture, nothing else away from faith, take this. Jesus loves you. Amen.